Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. You know that feeling when you wake up and just feel, blah? Like a deflated balloon, kinda stuck in neutral? We've all been there, trust me, even your host has those days. But what if I told you there are ways to turn that frown upside down, inject some pep back into your step, and build a mental toolkit that'll have you feeling like the superhero of your own life story? That's exactly what we're diving into today, mindfulness and self-care for better mental health. No woo-woo vibes here, just practical tools to level up your inner world. Ever feel like your mind is racing 100 miles an hour, thoughts bouncing around like ping-pong balls in a hurricane? You're not alone. In today's hyper-connected, always-on world, it's easy to get swept away by the chaos. We're bombarded with information, deadlines, and expectations, all vying for our attention. This constant barrage can leave us feeling stressed, anxious, and depleted. But what if I told you there are simple practices that can help us reclaim our mental space, find clarity, and build resilience? Here's the good news. Mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind or becoming a Zen master overnight. It's about bringing awareness to the present moment, noticing your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. Think of it like training your brain to be more focused and less reactive. And that brings us to our first key takeaway, practice intentional breathing. Take a few deep breaths right now, inhaling slowly through your nose and exhaling gently through your mouth. Feel the air fill your lungs, expand your chest, and then release all that tension with each exhale. That simple act can calm your nervous system, clear your head, and bring you back to the present moment. Next up, move your body. Exercise isn't just about physical health, it's a powerful mood booster. Even a short walk around the block can release endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that naturally combat stress and anxiety. So find something you enjoy, dancing, swimming, hiking, anything that gets your heart rate up and makes you feel alive. Now, let's talk about boundaries. You know that feeling when you're constantly saying, yes, to things even when you're already stretched thin? Yeah, it's a recipe for burnout. Learning to say, no, respectfully, of course, is essential for self-care. It means prioritizing your time and energy for the things that truly matter. Think of it as an investment in your well-being. Another game changer. Get enough sleep. We're not talking about just hitting the recommended 8 hours. We're talking about quality sleep. Create a relaxing bedtime routine. Ditch the screens before bed and make sure your bedroom is dark, quiet, and cool. When you prioritize sleep, you're giving your body and mind the time they need to recharge and reset. And lastly, never underestimate the power of connection. Human beings are social creatures. We thrive on relationships. Make time for the people who bring joy into your life, whether it's catching up with friends, having a meaningful conversation with a loved one, or simply sharing a laugh with someone who gets you. Let me tell you a story. Last week, I was feeling overwhelmed by a huge project deadline. My mind was racing, and I felt like I was drowning in emails and to-do lists. I realized I needed to hit the pause button, time for some self-care. So I went for a long walk in nature, focusing on the sounds of the birds chirping and the fresh air filling my lungs. When I returned, I felt calmer, more focused, and ready to tackle my work with renewed energy. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate mindfulness and prioritize self-care for better mental health. Remember, taking care of your mind is just as important as taking care of your body. It's an ongoing journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep practicing. Now, go out there and make today amazing. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. I'm always eager to hear your thoughts and experiences. Until next time, stay mindful, stay strong, and keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.